Today is Monday, the 18th of March, in the fifth week of Lent.
I can make it through the day when you're with me on the way. In my heart and mind, you'll stay. I can make it through the night when I'm clinging to your light. You will make the darkness bright, for you are always, always with me, for you are always, always with me.
I am Sun Sings, always with me.
In the calm and in the storm, when it seems I'm all alone, it's your hand I find to hold. In each hour of unrest, when it seems I've nothing left, you speak peace in every breath, for you are always, always with me, for you are always, always with me. In the morning, in the evening, when I wake, when I'm sleeping, when I'm arriving, when I'm leaving, you will have me in your keeping. Even from my mother's womb, never hidden from your view, I was always known to you. When I fade away in death, you will catch my final breath. You will take me to my rest.
Today's reading is from the Gospel of John.
Early in the morning, Jesus came again to the temple. All the people came to him, and he sat down and began to teach them. The scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who'd been caught in adultery. And making her stand before all of them, they said to him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the very act of committing adultery. Now, in the law, Moses commanded us to stone women like this. What do you say?" They said this to test him, so that they might have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and wrote with his finger on the ground. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let anyone among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." And once again, he bent down and wrote on the ground. When they heard it, they went away one by one, beginning with the elders, and Jesus was left alone with the woman standing before him. Jesus straightened up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She said, "No one, sir." And Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go your way, and from now on do not sin again."
Making her stand before all of them. Observe the scene. Be present to it. Hear the tone of the accusing voices. Where might the man involved have disappeared to? Jesus bends down and writes with his finger on the ground. What is he writing, do you think? How do you imagine him doing so? Watch as the Pharisees keep questioning him. It's not the response they expect. It's their condemnation that Jesus seems to abhor. How does that speak to you? As you hear the passage again, you might choose to put yourself in the place of the woman. Watch Jesus closely. Listen to his voice. Hear Jesus as he asks the woman where everyone has gone. Notice your reaction.
Early in the morning, Jesus came again to the temple. All the people came to him, and he sat down and began to teach them. The scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who'd been caught in adultery. And making her stand before all of them, they said to him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the very act of committing adultery. Now, in the law, Moses commanded us to stone women like this. What do you say?" They said this to test him, so that they might have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and wrote with his finger on the ground. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let anyone among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." And once again, he bent down and wrote on the ground. When they heard it, they went away one by one, beginning with the elders, and Jesus was left alone with the woman standing before him. Jesus straightened up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She said, "No one, sir." And Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go your way, and from now on do not sin again."
As a closing prayer, bring to God whatever is in your heart, whatever is on your mind. Neither do I condemn you. Let those words resonate in your prayer. You have given all to me.
To you, Lord, I return it.
Everything is yours.
Do with it what you will.
Give me only your love and your grace.
That is enough for me.
Amen.